on the road. Well, if you're gonna see a little bit of the spring flower blossom bloom, better fire up that Sanderson Ford and get on the road now, baby. Had occasion to do a little drive up to the rim and had some beautiful, beautiful roadside flower blossoms along the way, pulling up in that F-150 I've got. Listen, you may have heard stories about how hard it is to get vehicles. Well, go to SandersonFord.com. I'm looking at the webpage right now as I speak. We're looking at 2022 Bronco Sports. You can shop among 13 that are available. 2022 Edge, you can shop among 14 that are available. 2022 Escape, you can shop amongst 37 vehicles that are available. Sanderson Ford's got the inventory. One of the reasons they've got the inventory is they've got 64 acres to place the cars as they come in. They've got the capacity for holding the new vehicles as well as great certified used vehicles. Go to SandersonFord.com. You can shop online. You can buy from online. And they will even deliver the car to your driveway. Sanderson Ford, the most award-winning Ford dealership in America. All right, let's see if we can get back to the callers. We have several people on hold. Let's see if we can get to them. We can get to, I think Kathy was up first. Let's get to Kathy. She's been very patient. Let's thank her for that and see if I can help her with her question. Good morning, Miss Kathy.
Good morning, Rosie. How are you?
Super fantabulous. I hope you are too.
I am as well. Enjoying the beautiful weather.
Amen. What are you trying to tackle?
What is it? My dishwasher. Oh, pardon?
What are you trying to tackle?
Well, we bought this house about 2 years ago, and it had been flipped and everything done. But whenever I run the dishwasher, which isn't very often, it smells like sewer or stinky stuff coming out of the sink.
Uh-huh. All right. Are you on a portable phone device right now that you can walk over to that sink?
I certainly am.
Yep. All right, let's walk over to that sink. I'm going to have you try something.
Okay. Okay.
You've got it. You have a garbage disposal on one side of the sink or the other, right?
Correct.
Okay. With one of your hands, the little rubber gasket that goes into the garbage disposal, it's called a splash guard, so that when you turn the garbage disposal, it doesn't splash back up in your face. Take your hand, and how long have you been in the house?
2.5 years.
Yeah, okay. Take your hand and feel how slimy the underside of that splash guard is.
Slimy.
Yeah. So sorry about that, but we had to do it. The underside of those splash guards can get very, very odor offensive, okay? Some they make that you can actually pull out and run through the dishwasher or take it outside and wash it with hot water. If nothing else, take a sponge, hot water, and get in there and clean it in place as best you can. Take some lemon and some ice and run the dishwasher with the citric acid and lemon juice and ice, and that will also help as well. When the dishwasher drains, it goes out a hose and up above the disposal and then drops back down in the disposal. Every once in a while, food particles can actually back drain down through that tube. So open the dishwasher and make sure where you see that exit port, you don't have a couple little food granules there. You can follow the instructions that you can find online for your dishwasher as to how you can sanitize that unit with some white vinegar, and that may help. Has this sewer odor has not been prevalent the whole time you've been in the house? This is a new development, correct?
Actually, it has happened, probably off and on for about the last year and a half.
Okay, and you've only been in the house a couple of years. Okay, tell me this.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a bunch of questions that seem completely irrelevant. But now, do you have a pitched roof or a flat roof?
Part of it's pitched over the old part of the house, and then the newer part's flat.
Where's the kitchen?
It's right over the kitchen. Part's flat.
Kitchen's flat.
The kitchen's under the flat.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So is this dishwasher on an island, or is it on a wall?
It's on the wall. It's
okay.
On the south wall.
Okay. That wall has what's called a plumbing vent that goes up to the roof. It's probably a 2.5, possibly a 3-inch vent. That's a black pipe sticking out through the roof. If you could go to the hardware store and just buy a 4-foot piece of ABS pipe and slip it over that, that's all you have to do. Just slip it over that and see if the odor doesn't go away. There's a chance that vent is so close to the roof, it's backdrafting. And the fact that it's been doing it most of the time you've been in the house, that's going to be my number one suspicion. No need to spend any more money or any more effort than put that pipe, just slip it right over it. Let it just sit on the roof, but extend it up about 4 feet. Let it get closer to where the cross drafts can catch that exhausting air and see if we can't create a negative draft, negative pressure in your vent system. Generally speaking, that's where sewer odors are coming from, a inoperative vent system. Try those couple things and get in the habit of about every 6 months cleaning the splash guard on your garbage disposal, and it will help eliminate any offensive odors that can be generated right there. Try those couple things and let me know how it turns out. I wanted to talk a little bit about windows. We've been covering windows all month long, and we do that on our website, rosieonthehouse.com. Many of you have found the website. Many of you have subscribed to our weekly newsletter that comes into your digital email box every Thursday. We don't spam you. We don't hit you with a bunch of other stuff. Just an informative newsletter about what we're going to cover on the show that particular Saturday, and a few features and coupons and things you can't get anywhere else. We've been talking windows and all month, and I want to just repeat a little bit, and then we're going to go back to the calls. We've got several people on hold. Y'all hang on just real tight. I'm going to do this as quick as I can. When it comes to windows, anyone that's promising you a huge saving on your energy bill from window replacement is misleading you, okay? You will see some savings. You will not see a massive savings. You generally do not. We learned this from the couple Rosie certified window installers and distributors that we had on air this month. Energy efficiency generally isn't the number one reason people are calling for window replacement. It's aesthetics. They're just tired of the way their windows look, or some function has quit working. The insulated glass panels have lost their seal and they're stained on the inside of the insulated glass. The door the window mechanisms don't work. They can't open. They can't close. They can't lock appropriately. They're tired of the inefficiency of the aluminum frames burning a radiator inside their house all summer long. So if your window brand of consideration is promoting 15, 20, 25, 30, even 40% of energy savings, I'm going to tell you, you probably have the wrong window company, because if they're making those kind of claims, they're misleading you. If you want to save money on your windows, the very most important thing you can do is shade them, either with trees or with sunscreens. And those of you that listen regularly know there's a very specific way those sunscreens have to be installed, not just anchored and screwed to the aluminum window frame that's there. So let's be careful about who we're using when we're looking at window purchases. If you are looking for window purchases, we do have Rosie certified people that we trust and respect, who have earned the right to live on our website. And I'll tell you this, I've been buying windows and remodeling homes for 45 years. For 40 of those years, I've been a buyer and installer of Pella windows. I'll just say that. Okay. Let's go to the phone. We've got several people. How about Margie has an air conditioning question? Or is that Mario?
Hello?
Margie. Hello.
Sorry, that's my fault. Okay. I was trying to hit the wrong button. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay, all right. Go ahead, Margie.
Okay. Rosie, we had our air conditioning checked before the winter or fall season.
Okay.
And everything was fine. They didn't find anything. And it was one of your certified partners there.
Okay.
And they were very nice. And now I was wondering, do we need to have it checked, or should we have it checked again for the summer?
Well, Margie, how old
is it necessary, or should
okay. How old is the unit?
Probably 20 years.
Okay.
There's two units.
Okay.
On the house.
And
but another thing, a friend was over one time and we were talking about it.
Okay.
He said, "Have you ever had the air ducts cleaned?"
Okay.
You should have that done. And I didn't understand if that's something necessary or
okay. All right. Well, are these all electric or are they gas units?
They're electric.
Okay. Well, the fact that you had a Rosie certified air conditioning contractor out there servicing it in the fall, I would just call them back and say, did you see anything in the fall that would suggest I should have you out prior to the cooling season? A 20-year-old unit is reaching the end of its economic life. And if they wanted to come out and look at it again, I'd let them for sure. Now, on the issue of duct cleaning, you have to be very, very careful, Miss Margie. If you've never had it done, it's worth doing. But you have to do it right. People coming out and taking the air conditioning screens or the registers off the wall and sending a vacuum into your ductwork is not duct cleaning. You have to have someone that will actually take the air conditioning equipment apart, open the cabinets. Where the air conditioning cooling happens is called the coils. If you don't clean the coils when you clean the ducts, you're doing nothing. So I will tell you that it will cost you about $500 to $600 for each air conditioning unit to clean the ducts and the coils and do it right. Two units, you're going to be at $1,000 to $1,200, okay? But if you then replace your air conditioning filter in both units once a month, you will never have to clean those ducts again, not for another 15 or 20 years. As opposed to duct cleaning people that come to you with a coupon and say they're going to vacuum your ducts for $299, and then before they leave, they schedule to have you to have them back again in 6 months or 12 months. It's a waste of money. Do it right the first time. Use a paper pleated filter, replace it once a month, and you won't have to have duct cleaning done for 15 years. I hope that answers all your questions. I certainly appreciate you trusting us with your question, as well as trusting our referral network, which is the number one contractor referral network in Arizona for the last 13 years. Thank you, listeners, for that. We work hard to maintain your to earn your trust, as well as maintain your trust. When we get back, we've got Roger and Kathy.